Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kicks were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
Woo! It is a little bit frightening. This is the King for a Day Fantasy Football Podcast, live from the headquarters of King for a Day in Maguanago, Wisconsin. Mucktown's best going at it here. Fat Guy with a Phone Productions presents to you the King for a Day Fantasy Football Podcast. If we could take a moment and get a note from our sponsor, Billy's Lemonade Stand. Billy's Lemonade Stand in Maguanago, Wisconsin is open Saturday and Sunday from noon until the pitcher runs dry or Billy's mom makes him come in the house. Billy's Lemonade Stand. Come on by, try Billy's Lemonade. The first ever sponsor of King for a Day. So, we're back in action, part two of the Week 5 preview show. I'd like to welcome in right now my guest and co-host for today's show, the owner of Legion of Doom. Whoa, what a rush! Kurt Kujawa. Kurt, thanks for coming back to do the part two of the Week 5 preview show.
Not a problem, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So, we left off, we were just having a good time, and I really didn't want to shorten it because it was going really smooth, but we now have to review the Renaissance Conference. We went through and previewed the Gothic. Let's dive into the Renaissance. The 2-2 Typhoons face off against the 1-3 Irishmen in the first matchup we're going to look at. I see that Irish already had two players go, including the number one overall pick, J.J. Watt. And they got nothing to show for it. So I'm already going with the Typhoons here. The Typhoons do have some good matchups with Owen Daniels against Oakland. Oakland is making everyone's tight end look like Gronkowski this year. You got Brown from the Steelers against San Diego. Typhoons have Greg Hardy. But then again, Hardy's going up against Tom Brady, so that might not be that good this week. Better matchups in the future there will be better matchups for Greg Hardy coming up. For the Typhoons, I think they just overall have better matchups, and Irish has already had a very big disappointment with J.J. Watt. They do have Mariota against Buffalo. As I said, Buffalo has been giving up a lot of passing yardage and touchdowns, but in this one I'm going to take the Typhoons. How about you, Kurt?
Yeah, I think I'm also going to go with the Typhoons. You know, the Irishmen, as you said, J.J. Watt, they already had T.Y. Hilton play. Got a zero out of that one. I like what the Typhoons are putting out there, although there's another Paul Posluszny sighting that needs to be taken care of before Sunday's games.
The next match has the 3-1 Dirty Hippies taking on the 1-3 Gracie's Got Game. And I'm going to pull up this matchup right here in front of us. Dirty Hippies already have 6 points on the board from Arian Foster. Couple of bonuses. He got the 9 catches. He got a catch bonus, and he got the 40-yard receiving bonus. Just missed the 120 bonus. Russell Wilson against Cincinnati, that could be a tough match. Joseph Randall against New England. Randall's kind of a lottery ticket every week. Odell Beckham Jr., that's a good matchup. Bennett against Kansas City is a good matchup. Ebron, the only thing Detroit really is doing is throwing to the tight end, so I guess that's good. Kickers Catanzaro, Dunlop against Seattle. Dunlop's just one of those guys that's matchup neutral, in my opinion. It doesn't matter who he's playing. You just put him in the lineup and let it go. Is DeAndre Levy coming back? Have you heard if he's back this week?
Not this week. He will not be back.
Because Bill has Stephen Tulloch in the lineup, and as long as Levy, I mean, I guess even if Levy comes back, what shape is he really going to be in after missing all this time? So Tulloch's a good matchup against Arizona. Stefan Anthony's still feeling his way. He's going up against Philadelphia, though. Artur Roll, I didn't think Roll was going to play this week against Kansas City, so that might have to be subbed out. Tlaib against Oakland is good, and William Moore against Washington. On the flip side, Gracie has Tom Brady against Dallas, excellent matchup. Le'Veon Bell against San Diego, excellent matchup. Jeremy Hill against Seattle, I don't like that matchup, but Hill is their goal line back, so he could be good for a touchdown even against a tough team. Randall Cobb against St. Louis, I like that. Keenan Allen against Pittsburgh, fantastic. Kelsey against Chicago, remarkable. Prater against Arizona, there should be, well, hell, Detroit, that's all they do is kick field goals, so yippee. Yeah, Campbell, the defensive lineman, Arizona against Detroit, meh. DeMarcus Ware, meh. You know, maybe I'll get a sack in there against Oakland. Talvin Smith, if Poslowski's out, Smith could see some additional action. Vic Beasley against Washington, that, you know, Beasley might get a sack or two in that game. Earl Thomas against Cincinnati's nice, and then Gracie's going to get another fine if they don't put somebody in for Calvin Pryor. So I'm gonna pick Gracie's Got Game. How about you?
I am also going with Gracie's Got Game. I just don't think the Dirty Hippies are going to have enough to roll up against him. Eric Ebron out for week 5. So,
okay.
Bill, if you're listening, better get somebody else in there. I like what Gracie's putting out there. Excellent matchups for pretty much everybody. And I don't know if he's just a Sunday guy or not, but, man, pay attention to the lineups. You're going to get nailed again.
Yeah. Well, next game, the 1-3 Champs of Chaos take on my very own Gators, who stand at 2-2 on the season. Looking at the teams side-by-side, Champs of Chaos already have 6 points on the board from Frank Gore, courtesy of the Thursday night game. Champs also had Brian Cushing in that game. Cushing only has 3 points. The guy got 8 assists in that game, only 3 points to show for it. Champs has Matt Stafford against Arizona. I don't know about you, man. I just can't get excited about Stafford right now with the way that offense is going. And Stafford's a good quarterback. I have him in my dynasty league. It's just been, it's like he's got handcuffs on. TJ Yeldon is fantastic against Tampa Bay this week. I like that. Demaryius Thomas is great. Kendall Wright's in a good matchup against Buffalo. I haven't seen him, and I'm going to click on his name. I don't think I've really seen him and Mariota mesh yet. I guess they have had some really good yardage. Targets aren't that heavy except for week 3. Week 1 he was targeted 4 times, week 2 he was targeted 4 times, and then in week 3 Mariota targeted Wright 12 times. So my initial hunch was just feeling that he likes to go to the tight ends more than the wide receivers. We'll see where that goes. Witten against New England, that game could just turn into a total blowout. Crosby against St. Louis, Mario Williams against Tennessee, that could be good. Timmons is always good. Zach Brown, I'm not excited about. Corn Robinson's good. Cyprin's good. She's got good matchups, but got some holes in the lineup, too. Moving over to the Gators, they have Eli Manning against San Francisco. That's a nice matchup. Although San Francisco is tough, but New York's home, so that hopefully falls into, for at least in my words, hopefully for me, turns into a good match for Manning. Gurley, very nice game last week, and if it's one thing the Packers do is, for some reason, they give up some good yardage to good backs, so Gurley might be able to get his 100 in there. I currently have Martavius Bryant in the lineup, but if he doesn't play, I'll probably end up putting Cooks in the lineup. Dante Moncrief got me nothing on the Thursday night game, and I love Amari Cooper playing against anyone. I just think this guy's going to be a Hall of Famer, so I know I'm higher on him than a lot of people, but Cooper has thus far kind of made me, you know, has kept people from laughing at me for that pick. Delanie Walker should be good against Buffalo. Zerline against Green Bay. Tuitt against San Diego is a good matchup. San Diego's line isn't that great. Malcolm Smith has been great at linebacker. Levante David is as good as it gets. Mosley's as good as it gets. Alexander, I might sub out and put Hicks from Philadelphia in there. And Corey Graham of Tennessee. I'm taking my team in this one. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with your team as well, Rick. I love Eli Manning's matchup. San Francisco is giving up over 320 yards passing a game with just over two touchdowns a game as well. So those are going to be big numbers for Eli, I think, on Sunday night. Martavius Bryant, I'm not quite sure I agree with. He's a boomer bust player already, and with Michael Vick throwing him the ball, you never know how that's going to go. However, he is a Monday night matchup, and I love Monday night matchups because it always comes down to that last game. Looking at Champion of Chaos, I agree with you on Stafford. You just don't know what you're going to get out of him. Yeldon's got a great matchup. Demaryius Thomas, good matchup. Overall, I got you taking it handily.
Yeah, speaking of Bryant, too, I think at the time I put him in, it was that Monday night factor is why I liked putting him in. But I have since heard that I'm sharing this with everybody out there because I thought it was a really interesting move by an NFL team. They have not activated him technically yet off of that suspension list. And word is that he had come out and started to practice with the team and he pulled something. Like he tweaked something in his leg and one of his muscles. And because the team didn't activate them, they did not have to report him on their official injury list. So that's why it's been kind of a not widely known that he tweaked something, is because they technically don't have to report him as an injury until after they activate him. So I'm kind of waiting. I'm definitely going to be looking in tomorrow to see what the status is. If he's hobbled, I'm not going to put a guy that's hobbled and hasn't played for 4 weeks in the lineup. I'll put a healthy body in there instead. But moving on.
Another thing, Rick, one more thing. I have heard that Michael Kendricks also re-injured a hamstring. So it looks like Jordan Hicks might be a player you might want to take another look at.
Yeah, I mentioned I might put Quan Alexander out and put Hicks in. Spent my time today working on the show, so I haven't fine-tuned my team yet. Next up, game of the week, in my opinion, the Battle of the Brothers, the battle of the last two undefeated teams in King for a day. I'm talking about the 4-0 Kenosha Commandos taking on the 4-0 Meat Puppets. I mean, wow. This is just a fantastic matchup to, as a fan, to just sit there. And I always like watching these guys play anyway because they're brothers and they have that sibling rivalry going and each one wants to win. But this is just fantastic. Both of them undefeated. That's really cool. Looking at the actual matchup itself for the Meat Puppets, Aaron Rodgers is where it starts, and that's where it could end. Rodgers against St. Louis at home, that's fantastic. David Johnson against Detroit for Arizona, I'm not big on having David Johnson in. You're kind of seeing a trend for me. Don't like Hillman in, don't like David Johnson in. I like guys I can absolutely count on. If I had to put David Johnson in because of a bye week or an injury, so be it. But maybe that's the case with Steve. But when I'm looking at his lineup for this 1 week, to me that's a hole. That's like, not really happy with that. But DeAndre Hopkins got him 9 points on the Thursday game. That's great. Mike Evans, I think, might actually have his best game of the year this week against Jacksonville. I think he's been still getting healthy and still playing. And, again, I look for him to have a great game this week. He was targeted 17 times in week 3 and targeted 8 times in week 4. And Carolina's defense has been very good on wide receivers, so don't let a bad game against Carolina scare you off from starting Mike Evans if anybody has him. Seth Roberts, playing wide receiver for Oakland, maybe he's the smartest guy in the room, but I really don't see anything there that makes me want to run out and endorse that. Larry Donnell could have a good game against San Francisco. I mentioned that earlier, that San Francisco's linebackers stink. Cairo Santos of Kansas City. Santos against Chicago, that could be good for Kansas City. They might put up a lot of points. Hughes, Buffalo against Mariota. Anytime you have a defensive lineman against a rookie, that's good stuff. Bradham, there's a lot of short passing in the Tennessee game. That could be good. Khalil Mack, just a beast. He's good, but I don't think he's getting any sacks on Peyton Manning. Kennard, Kika Haha, TJ McDonald, all good matchups. going over to Andy Wellman and the Kenosha Commandos. Andy hasn't fully set his lineup yet, but I did talk to him the other day, and I know that he's going to put he's going to have Jay Cutler as his quarterback because his other quarterbacks are on bye or injured. I know he's going to put Gronkowski back in the lineup. So you're looking at Cutler against Kansas City. Not bad. You know, that's okay. Kansas City's given up some passing yards. You got Ingram against Philadelphia that's pretty good. Woodhead against Pittsburgh's great. Love that. You got Fitzgerald against Detroit and Calvin Johnson against Arizona. Fitzgerald's been doing great this year. Calvin Johnson, he's still one of the best in the game. They're just not using him right. Kicker's great. Great kicking matchup with Atlanta at home against Washington. Muhammad Wilkerson's just been a nut this year. He's on bye, so Andy's going to have to fill that in with Rob Ninkovich. Nice backup to have, hey? Preston Brown's been fantastic all year long. Durant is very good. David Harris is on bye, so Andy's going to have to dip into his bench where he's got Christian Jones or Anthony Hitchens. Dansby is on his bench as well. Got some good options there. Trevathan. He's got Eric Weddle he can put in at defensive back if he wants to, but he also, or a defensive flex, I mean. He's got Ayadigbo at defensive back right now. Vinny Ray is on his team. So he's got some good guys with good matchups. I really do love the Ingram against Philly and the Woodhead against Pittsburgh stuff specifically. I think those are fantastic matchups. And Gronkowski is a just fantastic matchup, period. So for me, it's hard to pick, especially because Kenosha hasn't set his lineup. But if he puts in the players that he and I talked that he might put in, then I think I'm going to pick Kenosha in this one.
I am going with the Meat Puppets in this one. I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be that difference maker in this game. I just don't see Cutler doing much of anything but getting sacked by Kansas City's linebackers all day long. I do, however, think that the Meat Puppets should maybe hit up the waiver wire. There's got to be somebody better than Seth Roberts out there.
Jarvis Landry, yeah. By the way, I'm looking at his roster. Jarvis Landry is on bye, so that creates the hole offensively.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But still, there's got to be somebody out on the waiver wire that's got a better matchup or better anything than Seth Roberts. But we'll see. Like you said, maybe he is the smartest man in the room. Kenosha, putting Gronkowski in there. He's got good matchups on running back. Fitzgerald, he's been doing great. Kelvin's, you never know what's going on with him. I think I'm going to roll with the Meat Puppets. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be that difference maker this week.
And that is, as I started that out, Aaron Rodgers could be the beginning of that and the end of that. He could himself, he's that good. So let's move on. That, to me, is the game of the week. Next up, the 3-1 Lost in the Sauce takes on the 1-3 Beerman's Brawlers. I'm going to quickly click over to that one. Beerman, Dalton against Seattle. I'm going to go just a hair faster so we don't run out of time. Forsett against Cleveland is great. Freeman against Washington is fantastic. Stevie Johnson against Pittsburgh, that's really good. Sanders from Denver against Oakland, that's great. I'm not big on Jimmy Graham, especially against Cincinnati. McManus, nice matchup. Michael Bennett against Cincinnati. Lauren Ives is picking up the slack for Ogletree being down, that's nice. Connor Barwin, I've been railing on it all year. I don't even know why the guy's in the lineup. Justin Houston against Chicago could put up some big points per your point about Cutler. Jenkins and Glover Quinn round out the Beerman's team. Good matchups, but Lost in the Sauce, if you move over there, he's just got such a good team. Carson Palmer against Detroit. Palmer's been great all year. Lacy against St. Louis. I think Lacy's going to have a really good game. Edelman against Dallas. I think that's going to be a good game. Julio Jones, I think, is going to be great. Allen Robinson against Tampa Bay is great. Gates coming back against Pittsburgh is going to be great. Tucker against Cleveland, they always put up a lot of field goals. That's an in-division rivalry, heavy rivalry. I mean, that's the team that left Cleveland. Quinn against Green Bay. Don't know how the Packer offensive line is right now. If Bulaga, I don't think he's going to play, is he? Bulaga?
He's questionable right now.
Yeah, I think he's still working his way back, so that means that the line is still susceptible. Derek Johnson against Chicago, I don't like that because I don't know how many offensive snaps Chicago's really going to put out there, but Bowman against the Giants is great. Wagner against Cincinnati is great. Will Allen from Pittsburgh against San Diego, they wing it in San Diego. And then Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, is fantastic. He's great. So in this one, I'm going to take Lost in the Sauce. How about you?
I am also taking Lost in the Sauce. I think by far he's got the more superior lineup. You know, Brawlers, Stevie Johnson's already been ruled out for San Diego on Monday night. Looking at his lineup, I'm not sure. I mean, he might be able to throw somebody in, maybe like a Rashad Jennings might have a decent matchup, but, you know, I just think going forward, Lost in the Sauce definitely got the more superior lineup.
I agree, and I think Lost, to make the point, Bierman's Brawlers, I am picking Lost to win, but not because I don't think they're any good in this one. I just think Lost is kind of outclassing a lot of the teams in the Renaissance, but Beer has got really good matchups. I think he's going to be competitive, and I certainly could see a way for him to win. I'm going with Lost.
Absolutely.
I think we're last but not least here. Last but not least, 2-1-3 teams face off. The Phantoms taking on the Saints. You know, boy, I'd like to take the Phantoms in this one, but the Saiyans have such a nice head start on this. The Saiyans picking up 20 points in the Thursday night game. They had 9 points out of Adam Vinatieri and 11 points out of DeQuell Jackson. They did get blanked at tight end. Dwayne Allen only got one catch for 21 yards, but still, he's up 20-0 heading into Sunday here. And, you know, got some really good points out of positions that are important. Mike Thomas has Peyton Manning against Oakland, which is a fantastic matchup. He's got Jamal Charles against his own Chicago Bears, so Mike's going to have to stomach watching Charles. I don't know, maybe it'll make it better if Charles gets it going and he's watching his team lose. You know, at least he can take solace in the fact that his fantasy team's doing well. DeMarco Murray, I don't expect much against New Orleans, but you know, he could have a breakout game at some point this year. Latavius Murray against Denver, I'm not expecting a ton. I'm more worried about the kid's confidence after a rough game against Chicago. Same thing that happened with Hill, where he had a rough game, and then you kind of wonder how he's going to come out the next game. That big thing to watch for Murray. If he comes out and is just terrible in this game, you know, you could have a running back controversy on your hands out there. They got Roy Helu and some other guys. So watch that. Jordan Matthews going up against New Orleans, that could be a good game. Tyler Eifert, of course, could be good against anyone. Matchup neutral, in my opinion. Hoshka's always great. Howard against Chicago, that's a good matchup. Brandon Marshall against Oakland could be good. Collins is good. He obviously has a linebacker that he needs to sub out in Klein. Jimmy Smith and Peters, I'm not big on those guys. Moving over to... Actually, I'm going to quick click. I think we have enough time for me to do this. I'm going to quickly click on Phantom's team and see who their backup linebacker is. They've got Jenkins on bye, Shea McKellen or Derek Morgan, and Charles Woodson. So he's going to have to put in one of those three guys. I might put in Woodson if I was him. Moving over to the Saints, they got Drew Brees against Philadelphia, Sproles from Philadelphia against New Orleans, Deion Lewis against Dallas. I called that a slot machine pull. Doug Martin's been doing great. I like him against Jacksonville. James Jones, very good against St. Louis. He's got the 20-point head start, plus Geno Atkins against Seattle, Aaron Donald against Green Bay. Again, going two defensive line on this defensive formation. Darryl Smith has been great in Baltimore, steady, consistent, as you mentioned earlier in one of our shows about the kind of guy you look for your lineup. Deontay Hightower against Dallas and Whitner against Baltimore. I'm gonna take the Saints in this one. Saints to upset the Phantoms, frankly, in large part because of that 20-point head start. I don't know if Mike can overcome that.
I am going to go the opposite way. I actually think Mike can overcome that. Granted, it's going to take a lot from his defense to do it, but regardless, I think he's got a lot of good offensive matchups. actually think DeMarco Murray will have his breakout game against New Orleans this week. I think Jordan Matthews is going to have a huge week. As you said, Tyler Eifert's pretty much matchup-proof. This you could see Stephen Hauschka put up double-digit points here. Yeah, I think Phantoms will be able to pull this one out.
Yeah, he's got great man. If this was all just me picking without any scores in there, I would lean to the Phantoms. But in this case, you and I are on opposite sides on this one. I'm taking the Saints. So that's going to do it for the King for a Day Week 5 preview show. I can't thank you enough for joining me, Kurt. These shows are a ton more fun when it's more than just me talking to myself. So any final comments you'd like to make?
No, I'm pretty good. Good luck to everybody, and that's about it.
Well, you're the man, dude. I tell you what, until next time, I am Rick Goreski on behalf of my guest and co-host, Kurt Kujawa of the Legion of Doom. Give him hell, everybody, this week. Take care.